the Mishnah began by telling us that if you're cooking batsal, you're cooking onions without ashim, and an onion is whole, then there's no problem. So the Gemara batsal shnat lo letoch ashim says, and here we the truth is we have to move. Later on, it says masbisim the batsal shacholim. That comes. Yeah, so that comes first. The part that's in the parentheses was moved out of its correct place. There's a parenthesis later on that says masnifin b'basal shafun. Right, so that comes first. Yeah, it's there. So that's a good example. Masnifin b'basal shafun. That's not a parenthesis. So masnifin b'basal shafun shenat nubatol kadashim shafuma. Where do we say that if it was showing its mutter, that the batal is not bolea from adashim? In other words, a batal is very pungent. So the question over here is, if the batal is cooling, and the question is, does the batal absorb from the adashim, then you could say, if you have the outside skin of the batal on it, it won't absorb the taste of the adashim. You won't be able to notice the taste of the adashim in the batal. That would be crazy. A batsal has a very pungent taste. So just because it's a whole onion, you're telling me you're not going to be able to taste the taste of the onion in the adashim? If the batsal was the thing that was the issue, so to speak, and the truma over here, which would have asked it for a zar, then certainly it wouldn't matter whether it was whole or whether it was chopped up. Now going back to the Rukhisya. Okay? Rukhisya and Radakhoi Bashem Rabbi Babar Mamal was at the beginning of the Sunya. Masnitin, our Mishnah can be indeed talking about a batsal of truma, not a batsal of korn. And the case would be where Kishahotsiu Adashim Memehen. What you did over here is you put the batsal of truma into adashim after they were cooked and drained. That might be the case of the Mishnah, because the pashtus is batsal should not know is that we put the truma into the chulin. That's always been the case in all of the Mishnahs. It's very difficult to believe that batsal means that you're batsal of chulin that you put into adashim of truma. On the other hand, you're right. It doesn't make any sense to say that if you're actually cooking something, that you're not going to get the taste of the onion. I mean, of course you'll get the taste of the onion. The water will get the taste of the onion out of the onion. It'll go through the whole thing. But if we understand that the case in the Mishnah is that we already had drained the adashim before we put the batsal in, then it becomes understandable, because over there, adashim itself dototo, shaloi tain, it should say. Over there, the adashim end up essentially making the batsal shrivel into itself, that it doesn't exude taste, because there's nothing watery, and the effect of the adashim upon the batsal, had adashim a batsal, is to sort of seal it. So it's sealed now.
After the cooking?
Yeah. I cooked it and I drained. It's hot, and I put in an onion, but it's dry. So it cauterizes the onion, basically, and it's so fade. So it needs to dry out. That's the Russian and Roshama, which is so remember we had before about it. By the case of using something that had liquid trum in it, we said, yet you can only make it sotot, it shouldn't be metamic. It's the same word. So they dry it out, that it should, shalom yitain tam, it shouldn't give out taste. With the kavate, now in the same way that you're saying that adashim sotot oto, shalom yivla. Now the same thing would also be true, that if the batsal were in fact vice versa, a batsal of chulin and the adashim were of truma, it would have been the same thing. It would have sealed the onion from absorbing tam from the adashim. So it works in both directions. Now here we've got a missing piece. Remember when we were back in the previous paragraph, I said the peace here that really doesn't belong here, it belongs in the, and this is where that peace belongs, right? So, heich avida, so here it should say like this, heich avida, what then would be the case? But so chuli, shenat nulatov, adashim chokshuma, afilu ken adashim sovtototo shelo yivla. It's obvious that this belongs, it has nothing to do with the thing before, and it fits in right here. So what would be the situation that I'm referring to when it would be in a vice versa situation? When the batzal was cooling, and you're worried about the bliyah of the adashim into the batzal, if the batzalim were dry, then there would be no problem. Now, this means that we're limiting this discussion to yavesh. Because it's been drained, there's no liquid in which the taste can be transferred. Of a balak, a sur. If there was still liquid here, then the liquid would take taste out of the basal and would put it into the adashim and vice versa. But in that case, it would be a sur. That this is talking about with the basal. Furthermore, we're talking about a basal. However, as it says in the Mishnah, other mixtures, shar kolat hashemim, ben shalim ben mechutach notein ta'am. So that would mean that if we're talking about the case over here in Batsal, but if we would substitute now kaputos, then bein lach, bein yavesh, bein chalim, bein mechutach, asur. If you're talking about turnips, then none of this would apply. So in other words, when the Mishnah says the shar kotav shilim, means this relationship of the way that adashim affects the chalim is unique because of the particular construction of the shell of an onion. A turnip, on the other hand, it doesn't have that type of thing, and it would make no difference whether it was whole, whether it was cut, whether it was dry, whether it was wet. If you put it into a top shield, then it would have asked for each other. It would have asked for the sense of coming true. But in the base of Asur, he'evir pitmato kibachutah. If you're going back to the onion, if you cut off the top of the onion, even though the rest of the onion is whole, that's considered to be open, and now it's open to absorption. So that would be the same as mechutach. Furthermore, hayushnayim v'shlosha ktanim. Let's say you have two or three small, soft spring onions, as opposed to one hard onion of the same size. Those soft onions are kemechutachim. Those are the equivalent of a cut onion. They don't have really a viable shell-like thing. They just have the same tissue that's inside. So that's mechutachim. How did it say ma'a kishim niklipato achitzonah kidei retain time? What we're talking about over here is where the outer shell itself doesn't have in it sufficient taste to have an impact on the adashim. So all we're saying is that the outer shell prevents the basal as a whole from getting into the adashim.
It's got all this papery.
Right, right. The hardened papery shell, exactly.
So, in this case, we're actually keeping it on, and yes. That's what's preventing all the...
Yeah. Papers. But now we're saying, what if that papery shell itself has taste? If it was peeled off, then it's going to put
it.
Right. Okay. But now the shell is a different shell. Fine. The shell prevents taste from inside the onion coming from the outside, or vice versa. But how about if the shell itself has taste? But sometimes they're fresher, and they're also, it's like dried onion. Some dried onion, I mean, that has taste. So again, we're only talking about kishayim b'klipatoachit. So now, it's only when the outside shell of the onion itself doesn't have kidei retain tam. Obviously, if it itself can offer, and there's enough here to give a taste, so then it would certainly be offered. And there's no magic here. It depends on the case. Now, we learn over there in Chulin that Bagim Shemit Bashlum HaKaplotot Shal Ma'aser Shemit V'Yishbichu HaShevach L'fi Cheshbon. So we have a case over here of fish that was cooked now in Kaplot. And the turnips of the Ma'aser Shemit, which are also seen outside of Yerushalayim, they ended up being mishabeach the fish. So let's say originally this fish, before I cooked it like this, I could have sold it for 5 shekel, and now it's worth 10 shekel because of the additional taste here. And the din over there is that the shevach is analyzed according to the value, so that together they were Mishabeach, let's say half in the case that I gave, half of the total value is the value of the Kaplakot of Maisa Sheni. In which case, if you're coming to the Poda now, the Pidyon goes according to the value of the additional component of the Maisa Sheni. Even though obviously the Kaplakot themselves, not in the fish dish, don't have that value. What is wrong? But in this case, the additional value is because of the Kaplakot of the Maisa Sheni.
So you have to bring the fish to Yerushalayim and
well, you could, it would be pretty bad shape by the time you get there, so obviously what you really do is the pigeon. Right. Now the shayla is, what's the value of the pigeon? The value of the pigeon is defined by the crude value in the fish. Right? So you'll have to pay that which is mishubah. Take that to Yerushalayim. Now this is the local of Yehuda, our Rav Mishnah. Doesn't follow Rav Yehuda. The Taminan, Rav Yehuda matir b'tzachana, she'ina ela litol et azuama. Now, this mission about the Dagim doesn't follow Rav Yehuda shita over here in Trumas, because Rav Yehuda says that when something is put into fish, in other words, the case of tzachana, a lot of the additional value comes not merely because of taste, but rather because of the removal of the fishiness from the taste. So the shevach is essentially negative rather than positive when it comes to fish, according to Rav Yehuda. And therefore, according to him, you shouldn't have to pay the shevach over here, because the shevach is not really in terms of what the kaplut added, it's in terms of what the kaplut covered or took out from it.
How
does fish be the mitzvah? The fish is the mitzvah, the kaplut. That's what we're trying to figure out, what proportion you owe to the mitzvah. Now, one of the Kisarian points, one of the Kisarian had a shayla like this. But Zahara the Omar Rabbi Abu Bishan Rabbi Yochan, a call ha Isur Misharin Otan to Iru Basal Kilo Kaplot. So we say that whenever we have a rule in Kulan that was brought by Rabbi Yochan, that all of the Isurin, we have something that was Usur, cooked with something that was Heter, and we can't now taste it. Either because of the Nimbalino or because it's something that has it's also the taste and so on. So now what we do is we say, okay, what would be the relationship of onion over here? Let's take two other substances with a similar proportion, and we'll put this onion into the kaplot, right? So does that mean that this is the local Rabbi Yehuda? Because, isn't Rabbi Yehuda saying over here that those particular things are not really Tom-oriented, they're Sheiva-oriented, and there's mashma that Batsal, no matter what the situation would be, even would be in fish. I mean, otherwise it's ridiculous to take as the normative description something which, when it would come to fish, wouldn't be opposite. Right. Then why would we say it would be like Batsal or Kaplot? Those are the things that, according to Rabbi Yehuda, don't give a time in fish. So it must be that's not like Rabbi Yehuda, isn't it? And the Gemara answers, Motor Rabbi Yehuda. Now, Rabbi Yehuda's motor, but Batsal shall hegdish. Motor Rabbi Yehuda, but Batsal shall have a dazara. Where you're talking about something, which is the Yisroya, now, there the Yisroya, because let's say that it was coming only negatively to absorb the bad taste. No, it's also anah. So over there we would look at it in the same way. Rav Yehuda was only talking about something that was only an iser achila. So he's saying, Lagabi achila, you can't do it as a positive addition. In which case, there is also, even for fish, a way that you can use batzal and kaplot. That's when he was talking about fish that had hegdish in it, and the fish that had iseri avodah zarah in it. The next case that we had in the Mishnah was Tapuach Shirizkovin Atnula Toch Isa V'chimza Arezi Asura. So the first part of the Mishnah was talking about a case of melting tam, which the Shevach was because of the tam. The second case is talking about Chimuz, where the impact of what it is that you put in is noticeable in the chemical result, not in the taste result. But I can see now that the dough is now leavened. And it's leavened because of an apple that I had grinded up and put into, how do you say that, grinder, when you rub it?
Grated,
thank you, exactly. A grated apple that I put into the dough. So it says it's also. Natani Rabbi Yossi Matir. Who says in the Bryce of Rabbi Yossi is Matir, which we'll explain. So Rabbi Akha and Rabbi Abu, Bishem Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Hanina, say, Matligin. What is the Matlokas of here? And the Tana of our Mishnah holds it also is talking about what case. The Matamit Bimimat. It's talking about where you used the juice that had come from grating the apple, and you put the juice into the Yisa. Abam Matamit Bigufo, if you actually put the Tapuach itself, you put it now not by grinding it or grating it, but you, this is what we do, we use apples in this way for their pungency, to turn our estrogen, to ripen estrogen, works in the same way. So over here you want to ripen the yeast, so to speak, by putting it next to a tapuach. So it's like a rayah. And if you put it next to the tapuach, we don't actually put in the juice of the tapuach. So our tana would be motivated if you're machamate in that way, it would be mutter. Now this is, as we'll see, is actually an introduction to the next Mishnah, which is always the case in Gemara. And the next Mishnah deals with the question of that a race has milting, something which is exuded from the thing, which we're, you know, just we identify only by its smell, whether it's mutter or not. But the mother of Yossi, Omer Taman, just like what Yossi says, in Tapshilo Tashil Bolur. Just like Rav Yossi holds over there when it comes to cooking on Shabbat. So he says over there that if you have a raw egg, you're not supposed to crack that egg inside handkerchiefs that are hot. So he says that's not called really Bishul because it's only Togopa, or it's not being cooked in fire. It's been cooked in something that was heated by fire. So just like what Yossi says over there, that it's not considered to be true cooking, then Rabbi Yossi also should say just like what Yossi says over there, put the bottom part, in tafshil barur, just like it says over there that it's not real cooking, so over here, the reyach of a thing is like a secondary impact on it, of it, just like over there, the heat is a secondary impact to the actual source of heat. So there too, you would say, in chimutso, chimut bor. This is Rabiosi Lushitot. He holds that we have to have direct impact of things, not secondary impact of things. So the impact of heat transferred through something else is not considered to be visual. And so too, the impact of the tapuach, which is transferred through the air, is not considered to be real chimut. Right, we have to just switch around the tafshil bureau to chimut bureau. Ko nutne ta'am ben l'shevach ben l'tegam atur, to Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says that in those same time l'tegam would also be atur. Whereas Rabbi Shimon Omer only in those same time l'shevach is atur. But l'tegam is mutter. Omer Rabbi Shimon, the Makkish Matligin, the only Makkish for Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Shimon is not where initially it was a Tam Lizgam. The Makkish is where initially the Tam that was put in was a Tam Lishepach. So over there, he's saying it's Akakak Pagam, it's afterwards now, the taste turned into something that was damaging. Let's say over here in the case of the Tapuach. So initially, it's useful. If you have too much of it, it becomes overly fermented and it ruins it. So Rabbi Meir says, since initially it's Meshevach, so it remains also. The fact that it turns into Pagam later, that doesn't change it. So there, if it's Pagam with Atchila, even if afterwards it was Mashbiach, even Rabbi Meir would be Moda, that initially, no, it's a Tam of Gam, the Torah never helps it. There's no sense of time in that case. Whereas Rabbi Yochanan argues, and he says, Rish Lakish's explanation, Lakish is wrong. And he says, Lo Shanya, it would make no difference whether he pegam, it should not say he shviyat, somebody got carried away. He pegam yachakak, he shviyat, he shviyat, he shviyat, he shviyat, No, it doesn't matter whether it was Moshe in time with Shevach and then became Moshe in time with Gam, or there was Moshe in time with Gam and after Kesh it became Moshe in time with Shevach, there would still be a Machlokas Rebbe Meir and Rebbe Shimon. Taman Taminan Sa'orim Shenaflu L'Tocha Bosho Mayim. Now, we had over here in our Mishnah, if you have Sa'orim that fell into a cistern and they ruined the water, Apot Yishiv Yishuv Meimav, Meimav Mutarim. That if the water, even though now the water is ruined in terms of its usefulness, in terms of its drinking, there's no iser of the truma in it. So Hadamat Nisa Mai, the Mishnah that we have over here, which is telling us essentially that Moshe in time of Gam is mutter. So what exactly, how does this relate to the Machlokas of Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan? Turns out that according to Rabbi Yochanan, the Mishnah would still be part of the Machlokas of Rabbi Meir. Because according to Rabbi Meir, even though it was Pogam, it was Mavish the mind, it should remain Usher. Because he holds that most, at least for Rabbi Yochanan, he holds that even though the original case is Moshe Tam was gone, it's still Usher, according to Rabbi Yochanan, in Rabbi Meir. In which case Rabbi Yochanan would say that our mission is the Machlokas. Our mission remains the Machlokas, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yud, and the Rabbonah, so not only the Rabbi Meir. Whereas Reish Lakish would hold, in this case, is Bibli Akol, because even Rabbi Meir has made that with initially the taste is with the gum, then certainly there's no Isser of Truman. And that would mean that Rabbi Meir to be the son of our Mishnah also. With Yossi ben Rabbi Bonomer, Emin Shmuasa Vahacha, the Machlokas that we have over here is Gufa, Rabbi Yochanan of the Machlokas, Rabbi Shimon Lakish Amar Bibli Akol. He said this straightforward, that Rabbi Yochanan himself said that the mission that we have over here in Truma is good for the place where Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish argue. Not that we need to derive the Tanasvara that our case of the Seorim would be a case in which we could apply the Machlokas of Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, which was actually about a completely different sugya, Tam of Meis and Tam of Gam. And that's not true. The Machlokas, Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, was about our mission. And it's not an implication. Rabbi Yochanan said that our mission is only going Aliva Rabbi Shimon, not Aliva Rabbi Meir, and Reish Lakish is going to Kulei Alma. This is where they argued in the first place. And now that we've introduced the sugya of Reicha, comes along the Mishnah to discuss precisely that issue. Perakathiri halacha beis trunas. Harodeh pat chama. Somebody now takes pot that is hot. He takes it off, he takes the pitot off of the edge of the pitot, and he puts them down al pi chavit shel yayin shel truma. Puts it down on top of a barrel of wine, which is truma. So Rabbi Meir holds that the taste of the wine is absorbed through the smell of the wine, and actually there's wine of truma inside the pot. No purchase. And Rabbi Yehuda Matir, Rabbi Yehuda holds Reicha Lav Mil, see? And we don't view a smell as having any real content, and therefore even though I can still discern the taste of the wine, which is transmitted through the smell, we don't view smell as being the actuality of the wine. And so the man, who cares if it has taste from it? Rabbi Yossi says it depends. He's Matir B'Shel Chitim, Roser B'Shel Sa'orim, and Mesha Sa'orim Shol Avot. He holds, Rabbi Yossi, that if you have Sa'orim, then those Sa'orim actually absorb the moisture in the air, and the moisture certainly is considered to be Usher, it's not just the taste.
So, open down.
Now, this is a whole big sugya in Sa'orim about what, how do we talk, what are we talking about it? And there's our Gemara also, the Gemara itself does it in great detail. And there's many different ways of learning this Mishnah about, you know, in other words, what is the relationship to Rabbi Yossi Shita to the other Shita? Is he agreeing that Reicha Lav Milsi? Does everybody agree Reicha Lav Milsi and Olam HaChlokas over here is whether it's actually showing the moisture, which is more than Reyach? This, by the way, is part of the whole issue. This is a big modern controversy about using ovens for Milchik Simulation.
Right?
Now, if the issue is purely Reicha So we talk to Mary a lot, it'll be no problem. But if the issue is that there's an actual hevel that's in the Tanakh, so then it would ask one to the other. Where the question is whether the vent that we have in the Tanur actually makes it that the Tanur doesn't have hevel, because whatever moisture is there exits via the vent. So all that's left is the Reifa is important. So it's hard to hear to this Mishnah has many different, and if you take a look in the Mishnah, you see all every Mepharish in the Mishnah is explained in a different way. So, but this is the way which it appears to fit invested on the mark. Tanur, she called it komun shokrum. If you use kamen, which is used as a tavern, right? And over here, you burn actually the komun to heat up the tanur. No. The asogo at a pot. Then you went and you cooked it in it. Hapat mutan. Now the other pot is mutter. She'in tam komun or reif komun. Oh, here, it's a reif alav mil. So he, and here's some focus again, whether this is dependent in reif alav mil, or whether over here, by the case of the komun, there's no problem of reif, because first the komun is burnt, and then it would provide the reif. And once it's burnt, it's no longer off to become the truma. So the nail over here would be mutter even if you hold the reif of komun, would otherwise have been awesome. Not the smooth dish in the pot.
And this is considered a
chiva
of the
common,
so that
you are going to
use the
chiva. And that will bring
the
stand
to
the
common.
Common is the top.
So if you
use
firewood,
then you use
the
top. I mean, is it mutter to this?
Right.
No, it's a lot after. We're not discussing whether it's mutter. I'm ready to visit you. I want to be honest. We answered Yanni, how about Natnal Pima Gupat Khafid Mah? Suppose it was covered. Suppose the barrel was covered and it was Magufa. Magufa is also made out of in those days, it's also made out of cheret. And you sealed it with a piece of pottery that fit into the top of the barrel. The whole barrel was made out of cheret, by the way. So don't have the modern wood barrel vision over here. And now he puts it on top of it. We're talking over here that it's gonna get the smell from through the curve. Or Marlon Yagira Lavrayo. Well, let a friend say what the law is. Yagira Lavrayo is a quote from the Pasuk, which implies we use when we have a similar case, or a case that's said nearby, in which we should be able to derive one element from another element. Here it's not clear what he's talking about. So Mal Yagira Lavrayo is a very sophisticated answer, but hasn't told us very much. And what is he referring to? Omer, the other thing, he's referring to the Mishnah Machshirin. So he's a God of the Tanina and Taman, we have over there the Gabi, a different halakha, the Gabi of Shekuma. So there it says, Chavit Meleya Pelot. But it's now the Tocha Mashki. Now you have a barrel that is full of different payloads, and it's put inside of, like a juice of Mashki. And somebody now takes out a pre from there, and in doing so, obviously has to. The case over there is that the fruit are going to all be exposed to this mashkin over here. So the question over here is whether the fruit that are exposed to the water of the mashkin that are around the chodesh are considered to be the moshulakavutum. Now, but there the case is that I have a sealed barrel, and in order to get taste to the barrel, I put the barrel, or maybe to protect it, but I put the barrel inside of a sealed area, sealed by liquid. So it's like a vacuum pack, so to speak. That's why I dunk the whole thing on the water.
Is that a juice?
That is juice, it's out of water, but the bucket is sealed. Yeah. So now the question is, what's the din of the Paris Agave Kabbalah? Were they exposed to water? They weren't exposed to water. So it says over there that even though the chavis is stuma, that the din is that there is an absorption of the mashkin in the all mokshul akabal tuma. So if that's the case, we're going to be mayor saying reicham yofi. He's saying even through a closed barrel, because we're saying that there's enough absorption of the gas through the barrel through cheret. I'm not just saying in every material. But then through cheret, there's enough of an absorption. Otherwise, how could it be mokshul akabal tuma over there? Sorkavit Malaya Perot, it's another Tocha Mashkin, vice versa. Shemalaya Mashkin is another Tocha Perot. We could have Perot that were sitting around barrels of wine. Then those Perot absorb the taste from the wine. So over there, the Shavu, Kosher Shavu, are the Chiyuta. Anything which absorbs the taste is considered to be the Chiyuta. So. Yeah, I know, yeah, I have to change it. I mean, that's just taken from the gears and action in itself. So now, Tamad Atama Tama, Rushi Amashkin Nogin Bechavit. Vahafa, Vahu Shetei Hayayin Nogot Vimagufa. If you're going to say that the cases are similar, so then we also have to make the same distinction that's made over there. Just like over there, it's talking about that it was dunked into, it's surrounded completely by mashkin. Now, does that mean that the liquid has to actually be in contact with the part that is touching the perot? Not that it's just the gas that's escaping. Right? It's actually in contact with the edge of the barrel. Because it says over there, mlei mashkin, it's filled with water. Filled with water means that the water is coming in contact with anything that's around the edge of the barrel. And therefore, we can only derive the same idea of Avrayot, that the same thing would be true over here. So then the yayin would only offer if the barrel was sealed and a completely filled barrel. So that the yayin is now in touch with the magufa, and you put down the pot on top of the magufa that's in contact with yayin. But if there was an empty space between the top of the yayin and the bottom of the magufa, so where the barrel hadn't been filled completely, you wouldn't be able to derive from makshirin that a closed barrel would be able to transfer taste at all. And how do you know? Maybe it's only if it's closed and the liquid can seep through, maybe. And that's not just the smell of the wine that's inside. So you would not be able to prove the taste in all cases from over here. So, come on the tema of Rush Tayamashkin Nog in the Chavita Tzma. And the same thing over here would be from the case of the opposite case, where the Chavit was full of Perot. So, there too, if it's inside of the Mashkin, and obviously the Chavit is talking about a Chavit that is completely touching Mashkin, whether it's from the inside or whether it's from the outside. Omer Ramana, Umina, furthermore, you have the opposite implication that the bread has to actually be touching the barrel, not that it's near the barrel. Because over there, the same thing. The perot were in touch with the chavit. So putting the bread over here is not in proximity to the barrel, but it's on the barrel. It's actually touching it. So it has to be nogat magufasma. Milte Amra, I feel the tremendous. Now that means, if you're not going to compare it to the Mishnah Machshirin, where over there it had nothing to do with heat, it had to do simply with absorption. Okay. Certainly we weren't talking about heated peyot over there. So that means that the case over here, which is when you load that pot, which I assumed meant that since the pot is hot, as a hot pot, it's likely to absorb more, but it's clear from your comparison to the Mishnah Machshirin that even if the pot would have been perfectly cooled off, Rabbi Meir would have said it's also because Rei Chalav Nosen, right? Even though it says over here in our Mishnah, it says Harodeh Tapat, if you're comparing it to Machshirin, you're saying Yadira Lav Reo, obviously you hope that it's not important to be hot. You're going to think it's interrelated. Omer Rabbi Ba, Bitsonenet Havi Uvda V'yatsar. Rabbi Ba says that the fact is that we had an actual case of cold bread that has been put down on top of a sealed barrel of wine, and Rabbi Meir asked it. How could there be? The whole mission is arranged in such a way that it introduces it by saying you take bread out of the oven and put it down. If it didn't would have been fermented, why would the mission have said a case that you took it out of the oven? Because that whole thing was irrelevant. So the Mishnah essentially saying it's only for Kama. Omer Yochitza, Shelo Tomar, Ho'il, Vahevo, Koveish, Yemutar. The point over here is the opposite. What we're saying is that even though it's hot, nonetheless, it's okay. Because I would have, in other words, you would have said that, okay, if that's the case, that if it were hot, right, it should be mud. Because in such a case, it's going to be exuding from the bread, the heat of the, which is up, it's steaming. So I would say over there there should be mutter, because something that is exuding doesn't absorb. So right now you have a gas pressure that is going from inside out. So in such a case, I would say, okay, so then if it's hot, maybe everything there would be mutter, but it doesn't absorb, because it's busy now itself giving off the steam. There are many cases where that's true, let's say, but only where it's the same thing. Because you know, they're physically, that's the case. And what we're looking for is a balancing of osmotic pressure. So the din is, let's say, by dan. As long as something is toled lahotzi dan, it's not boleya dan. You can't have something that is going to be absorbing at the time that it's exuding. Right? There's an inverse osmotic pressure, so now it's for getting rid of it. I would have thought something's closing here. If it's exuding the water that was in the dough in the form of steam, while it came out of the oven, it's not going to absorb something that's coming out of the wine. But the truth is that they're different substances. And so the neva, the kham is not the reason it's osur. Kham is the reason it's mutter. It would have been mutter. Therefore comes along Rabbi Meir to say, even though it's kham, it's still osur. That's the point of our mission. The opposite of our intuitive approach to the mission. Mayim osin perot, umashkin ein osin perot. He says like this: a barrel which is full of mashkin, which we said over there, that's talking about mayim. Mayim make perot, and they make it mukshar b'tabel tuma. But mashkin, if you would have other mashkin, then they would not make the perot. Because through the walls, the only mashkin that it would absorb would be the actual water. That's what he's saying. Now, this would seem to be, it should not say the low, it should say the Reish Lakish. Right? Apparently it got compressed over here. So Dereish Lakish would therefore be saying essentially to Rabbi Yochanan, did he invert himself? Wait 1 second, sorry. I'm sorry, no, I knew that. Would mean that Reish Lakish would be going Daska Aliva de Rabbi Yochanan, is what we're suggesting. So change that to read Dereish Lakish Ke Rabbi Yossi. And as that first below became, not the second Dereish, not the second Reish Lakish, Dereish Lakish Ke Rabbi Yossi. But the question over there in our Mishnah is about wine, obviously, not about water. That was the whole point. So what is Reish Lakish saying? Is Reish Lakish now making a blanket psak, not like Rabbi Meir? And he's saying wine is not going to happen? Well, this is that a strange thing to say. Our Mishnah is talking about yayin specifically. We just made now the comparison to machshirin. And our Mishnah that the Meir holds, that the pas does absorb, even the wine. So now if Reish Lakish comes along and says machshirin can't answer peros, he must be arguing on Rabbi Meir in our Mishnah. And his svara would be that Rabbi Yossi, who argues, is because, not because he holds Reish Lakish, but because he holds that, in general, mashkin, other than water, do not penetrate. Okay? So therefore, what he's doing is he's saying, the Mishnah, Machshirin, has nothing to do with our search. The Mishnah, Machshirin, is talking about water, and water, indeed. Even Rabbi Yossi is moda, everybody's moda that water could penetrate. But here we're talking about yayin, and that's the focus of yayin penetrate. And I'm coming on to tell me that yayin ain't us in there. So it's not going to penetrate. Is that what he's saying? Very, very unlikely, but it's coming out the Paschim against every day in the mission. Ella, what we have to understand is what Rish Lakish said was, Rish Lakish Omar, Mayim Osin Peirot Ve'inan Chaserin is what it should say. Even if we measure the amount of water and we find that there's exactly the same amount of water in the barrel or around the barrel, depending on the case, as there was before, and therefore certainly there was no penetration of actual liquid, even so, Mayim makes the perot mukhshir l'kavotuna. Mashkin osin perot v'chaserin. Mashkin can be mukhshir l'kavotuna even through a barrel, but only if we can see that they actually have been chaser in the process. Because if they weren't chaser, then certainly there was no way that the perot could have been absorbed by the pot. I mean, the mashkin could have been absorbed by the perot. So therefore, we'd have to learn that our mission, according to Rish Lakish, is talking about that we see that it is kosher. So there's a little bit of wine that is missing. And therefore, Rish Lakish is saying that that yain, if it's kosher, will asher. That means I'll leave it ready there. It will asher. Reb Yossi would hold yain, if it's kosher. Mayim is not a yain. Our mission is not talking about Hesher or Kabbalah, it's not a yain at all. Mm-hmm. Right, so therefore, Rish Lakish is saying that the case in the Mishnah where we would have a matzukas is only if it was kosher. And according to Reb Yossi, he would hold that a matzukas is kosher. Even if we see that it's kosher, we don't view, unless it's in Sa'orim, we don't view the hevel that goes into the perot as being considered to be something that's going to ask it because it's shruma. Umadi Amr of Yochanan, Shemnochine to Revoshi Rabba with Kisai. Now from what Rav Yochanan said, when we used to go to Revoshi Rabba and Kisai, Yerumotera, Hayinu notmin chamtutinu al gabi kibutin shamurim. We used to take our lachmaniyot, and we would put them on top of barrels that contained murias in them. Murias is a fish fry, very, very pungent. And it tasted to us, I mean, we weren't very rich, but at least we got a little bit of the taste. We got some of the taste of the murias in it. So that would be there for the Lord of Yehuda. I mean, he was saying that we mamish tasted murias. The Mishnah, we have a three-way machlokas. According to the Yerush, it's never milsahi, even if it was sour. So the Korah, that was, they're saying, the experimental evidence, Shalok Rebbe Yehuda. Look, Mahalumin Hayu. Well, they're talking about that the Murias had been very, very heavily salted, and therefore was extremely pungent. Maybe Rebbe Yehuda would be Moda in that case. Hey, how could they do that? They know, Mishum Gezo? I mean, they're taking away from the Baal HaBayit in that case. Because they put the bread, it wasn't their barrel. They would put it on top, and of course they were causing the bread to absorb from the Murya, to draw out the taste of the Murya through the barrel. Well, we said it could even be kosher. So why isn't that Gezeira? It does. As Rish Lakish says, it does. No, not necessarily, because we said it would show aid, it absorbs it. So it would be like blowing air over it. The more you blow over it, the more it's going to be closer. So when you put the bread over it, you're going to absorb more of it. If I have some, let's say I have a hot barrel. Mm-hmm. I take a piece of bread and put it in. Am I cooling it? Yeah, I'm using it as a metaphor. Am I cooling it by putting more of it? There's a hot material inside the barrel. I want to say I'm a Baal HaBayit, I want to keep it hot. So now if somebody pours water on the outside, when you keep pouring new water, each time you pour water, it's going to cool it. And the same thing is true by the absorption. There's a certain amount of gas pressure that's inside. So the more that I create a vacuum around it, the more it's going to be hot, right? So if I put now bread around it, that essentially creates a vacuum. Like if I draw into the bread, and now I'm going to keep drawing more, so that I'm being mopped in it. So if I left it just in the open air, it would have reached a certain equilibrium, and that would have been it. Now I'm drawing it out. Then why isn't nothing from Jezebel by it? No, the way it was Jezebel by it. Obviously, they didn't do this without permission. They did it with permission. Cheating. What's the money? Nothing. Cheating milamata. It's the only milamala. Now, how about if you all the guys with Yosef, there's a difference between Hitim and Saorim. These things, Saorim, are much more likely to absorb. So how about over here, if you have a pot that is attached to the barrel, which is Hitim, and on top of that pot, you put pot Saorim. So you're saying that the Saorim will draw through the pot of Hitim, or you're saying only the Saorim are directly on top of the barrel? What's the din? Do we say Kishem She'ina Kitim Shavot Kafina Sorim Shavot? So then over there in that case, we could say that, well, if the Chitim are Shoev, how could the Sorim be Shoev through it? So how about vice versa? If you have Sorim Ilamata and the Chitim Ilamala, so then we could say Kishem She'a Sorim Shavot Kafina Kitim Shavot. Then once it's absorbed into the Sorim, then the Chitim that are attached to the Sorim could be absorbing the taste of the Yayin Shel Truma through the Chitim. Another question. Mahu Ritzelot Shnei Shkudim. What about, this relates exactly to this issue, can I have milkers and fleshik being cooked in one tanur? So how about treif or non-treif? The same issue. So I would be cooking one shkud of batar shkuta from, what do they call those sort of horrible places? Anyway, so here I have two next. They all look like Avelos to me, but anyway. But having two that are the same, that's what, when you go to get that president. Anyway, so you have over here two in the same tanur. One is kosher and one is trei. Right? So what would be the din? So if you're in Amr B'Shem Rav Atzur, Shmuel Amr B'Shem Levi, Mutar. So, I mean, isn't this mamish? Does it seem to be mamish the machlokas in the... In the mission that we have over here, right? I mean, so then, Puyo Masnis and Allah, that would mean, if you're telling me that it's Otzer, then the Mishnah in Tzachim would actually be arguing on Rav, wouldn't that be? The same solid, Shmei Tzachim et Anorachai, Yitnei Hataro. Over there, we're afraid that two people will get mixed up. Who's called the Tzachim is whose? So therefore, in order to avoid that, don't put two tzachim into one. Now, first of all, only mutter for the people who are on the minyan on it, right? So therefore, what's really happening over here is that one Pesach is mevela, so to speak, to the people that are in the other Pesach. So why does it say because they'll get mixed up? Why doesn't it say, according to Rav, because it's absorbing the taste of the other Pesach, which would be awesome. And gives a reason. It says the only reason is Me'atah Rovitz, which means that the whole circuit is dependent on getting confused. Oh, no, Me'atah Rovitz, what? But if it wouldn't be to the Tarovitz, we wouldn't say that the Reach of one carbon vessel is going to the other carbon vessel, is going to answer it. So how can Rav be saying that it would be us in the case of Mavela? This is the case of the Vela essentially.
They're both being colored there? I'm being told two things are both being colored as opposed to over here, the bread and the oil.
Well, maybe that's the issue that we were asking you. Whatever it is, that's pretty nice. Bread. And the money of war foreign. We're talking about butter, sugar, and butter in the Vela. And Rob says it's also. What's the difference in that case of two government space shops?
Right, okay.
So it says the Gemara. What they were talking about, a similar case, and then, okay, we leave this hanging. Rob, you know, we know that Rob can argue on the Mishnah. What about in case of Meitzatri? Now, that's a, what we call the, you know, that came on the thing, Azov. They call it school, I think they call it Zaka, I think is Azov, right? Which one is it? Think of that. Vata is Azov, I think.
Yeah, same,
but the main place is Azov. So suppose you have of your Truma Azov, which, of course, by definition is only Truma Midrabbani, because it's not one of the meaning. And now, the question over here is it considered now to be to offer the food that it's going to be cooked with, to make it offer the first zorni. So avamar asur, if you have mayim, well, we're talking about the water absorbs the taste of the azov, and now you want to use that water as a spice. So Rav says even the taste of the azov that's in the water, the water is offer because of the tam of truma, and therefore if you're going to use this water in something else, you're going to be putting tam of truma into it. Shmuel Amar Mutter. Shmuel was on the Truma Rabbanan. They weren't gozer on the mayim that it was mizvashalim to use that mayim for.
Mizvashalim.
Some
sitting
at some kibush or. Kibush. Even virtual kibush.
Don't they have actual
materials? No.
The
sorry. No. Okay. So Shmuel Amar Mutter. I thought Shmuel Rav made tachri, and Shmuel actually said Rav, thinking it was mutter, he fed him made sadrin, which is this azov water, thinking that Rav would hold that it was mutter. Hadin tavya, if you want to now, you want to make a tavya, you want to make a barbecue. So Rafir Barash Bashem Rav Mishagale Bechaluta. What you can use is the dekel, which was truma, the cluster that holds the bird, that red thing. So even though you made the whole thing truma, but now you plucked off the base on it, the remaining chaluta can be used to heat up your tanur. And that's not similar, even according to Rav. Rav himself was mishagan in the chaluta. He would heat up the oven that you were going to do the tia on. So this is why Shmuel thought that Rav would hold his mutter with the chorios of truma, even though originally it was osur because of truma. But there's a big difference over there because the tiltan was itself called truma, even though it's also a type of tree. But over here, it's because I had the chorios themselves were holding the dekel. Mashain came, the tree itself has no taste whatsoever in it. Mashain came, the cases of the tavlin, the tree does have taste of tavlin in it. And therefore it's really not comparable. So Rav is matir using wood that once was truma, because it had the tamarim on it, but he offers using even meitzatri, even though it's a wood, because it would have the taste of the tiltan in it. And therefore, he wouldn't have eaten it.
Tiltan
means spice, right? Yeah. Right. Yeah. The next question is about tiltan, so we'll start with that.